In the heart of the Indus Delta, in the rundown port of Katy Bunder, I met Mohsen Channa, head of the Sindh government's coastal department. Mr. Channa won't say it outright, but the floods have been good news for him. For decades, the Indus Delta has been slowly withering, sucked dry by massive irrigation and hydroelectric dams built further upstream. Salt water surging from the sea into the river has killed mangroves, exiled wildlife, and rendered once fertile land unusable. So places like Katy Bunder, which was once a thriving port surrounded by fields full of crops, have gradually ebbed away. But since the floods, the area has been injected with a new lease of life. Mr. Channa took me on a tour of the mangroves to see just how his department intends to take advantage of the recent changes.
We are trying to capitalize on whatever positive effect the flood can have on demographics, on geography, on the development of the area. So if there is an opportunity, we should not let it go waste. So that is why I was saying that we are coming to these places more frequently, because we had a 8,000 hectares plantation target. We have achieved that target, and we are considering expanding that target, and secondly, we don't want to lose the impact it's going to have now.
Over the past 50 years, the Indus Delta has lost 170,000 hectares of mangroves and 1.5 million acres of agricultural land.
This area used to have rice cultivations. The red rice used to grown here, and now it is no more grown because there's no influx of fresh water. This year may be few areas which are inundated. They might go for seasonal crops this year, but naturally, for last 10-15 years, we are not getting that. These are the major creek systems which originate from the sea. At the tail end, from where the inland area has started, where there is low-lying area, the water is intruded in those areas. The channels used to be the channels of the River Indus, which used to supply water to the agriculture lands.
Yep.
Those are being inundated by this water, and then that has impact on the adjoining lands.
I asked Mohsen Channa whether climate change and decades of human interference with the Indus have contributed to the recent devastation.
The amount of water which used to flow is reducing. It's reducing tremendously. It's a natural phenomenon. Earlier we used to have floods quite regularly. Now, for some reason, River Indus is not having as frequent floods. And earlier we used to have, after every 5 years, we used to have flood. And every year we would have a small to medium flood. Even if you have a small to medium flood, it's brilliant. It is good for the ecosystem, good for agriculture, especially good for low-lying areas.
Since the floods, the Sindh government has taken advantage of the influx of fresh water, known locally as sweet water, to plant new mangroves and attempt to retrieve some of the lost land.
These mangroves are basically your defense against the sea.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you see, these are just 1 year old, 6 months old. And if we are successful in making these plants grow over 3 years, I can tell you they will be able to protect our deltaic region.
So basically, while these floods have been obviously catastrophic news for most of the country, there's been something of a silver lining here.
Yep, that's right. As I just said, we know that disaster is there. But then at the same time, look at this water. We know that this flow of water has some hope of life for the people living in this area. Let's hope we can live up to their expectations.
These changes have already been felt in Ishak Dablo, a small delta village of 50 houses. Ishak Dablo is only accessible by boat, and at low tide, villagers have to wade through deep mud to make it to their homes. Since the arrival of the sweet water, fisherman Ali Hussein has caught a record amount of fish, and whereas before the water was too salty, now the village has its own supply, pumped straight from the ground.
मच्छी सानू ज्यादा थिए तो असां लॻे करे ख़ुशी आहे पाणी बिना पैसे मिले थो ऐं हूअं जो पाणी मिठो न आहे सैलाब न आहे त असांखे पाणी जेको सो पैसे मिले थो हूँ आसी घर वट पांजो फ्री में पानी भरियो था माछी भी ज्यादा है झींगो भी ज्यादा है.
So this is the end of the Indus. Just about a mile downstream is the point where the great river sweeps into the Arabian Sea. It's hard to believe that this is the same river that just a couple of months ago rose with such great energy and almost ferocity in the mountains of the Himalayas, and then proceeded to sweep through Pakistan, leaving in its wake great destruction and human misery. Still today, Pakistan is counting the cost of the great flood of 2010. About 20 million people affected by the floods, perhaps almost half of those displaced from their homes, buildings destroyed, lives uprooted, tens of thousands of hectares of land swamped. But the challenges of the flood are also to be found in other domains, economic, social, perhaps even political. It's hard to know right now just how deep it will be, but one thing is for certain, the great flood of 2010 has left Pakistan a very changed country.